This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Samia Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما. واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم احينا على الاسلام وامتنا على الاسلام وبعثنا على الاسلام وادخلنا الجنه بسلام يا رب العالمين اللهم احينا حياه طيبه وامتنا ميته سويه وتوفنا وانت راض عنا يا رب العالمين اللهم امين احبتي في الله. So we've just finished as part of the khatmah. We finished Surah. Do we know which Surah we finished? Al-A'raf, Jazakallah khair. We finished Surah Al-A'raf, Alhamdulillah. And, you know, we started from Surah Al-Baqarah, and now, Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and allow us to witness Khatm al-Quran in this mihrab. Ameen. And we'll start with Surah Al-Anfal. And Surah Al-Araf, alhamdulillah, it was the last ayah in Surah Al-Araf. It's the very first Sajda Tilawa, right? That's why you notice that we made Sajda Tilawa. It's the first one. And then we moved on to Surah, what's the Surah after that? Surah Al-Anfal. Surah Al-Anfal. And Surah Al-Anfal, one of the surahs that, actually one of my favorite surahs, Surah Al-Anfal. If you want to feel like you're actually witnessing the battle of Badr, you need to recite Surah Al-Anfal. Surah Al-Anfal describes to us the smallest details of Ghazwat Badr. And how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the companions, how they felt about, the whole situation. All right? Surah Al-Anfal talks about Ghazwat, the battle of Badr. And the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the feelings of the companions and how as human beings they were not comfortable because, well, think about it. It was the first Ghazwa for them. They have just moved to Medina. Life wasn't rosy in Medina. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to deal with a lot of issues, different society, different background, different, everything was different. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for him to bring everyone together to deal with the people of the book as well, and then you had the munafiqeen that started, hating on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially after Ghazwat Badr when they realized that the Islam and the Muslims, they're getting stronger, subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave the command and the amr al Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to conduct the first Ghazwa, which is the Ghazwat Badr. And of course, the story behind Ghazwat Badr, we've heard it so many times, but simply, briefly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard that there was a caravan coming, from Mecca all the way to Bilad al-Sham, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he consulted his companions, he made the mashura, and he said, do we want to do this? And why, a lot of people, when they talk about the Ghazwat Badr, they say, what was the Prophet and his companions were like, wal a'yazu billah, or thugs or something? They're attacking and robbing other people's, caravans and commodities and properties and all of that. But it wasn't the case. It wasn't the case because, well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was forced out of Mecca. Him and the companions, they were forced out of Mecca. They left their properties, they left their wealth, their money, their businesses. They left everything. So that was time for them to get their haqq back. There was no court. There was nothing like police or anything like that, right? It was time for them to basically show themselves and show their strength and their power, all right? Jihad wasn't actually fardu upon them before that. But subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kutiba alaykum al-qital. Now it's time to actually start doing this and defending yourselves. You're not chicken, you're not going to be chicken. Someone took something from you, you take it back from them. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bin Mashura with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wa Umar al-Khattab, and they decided, but he told them from the very beginning, we're very few. It's like, they were what, how many? Like 300, 330 or something, like almost 300 people, right? Soldiers. And you have he knew what was happening after that. Of course, the intention wasn't for the battle, it was just to get the caravan first. And take their money and their wealth back as much as they could, right? And then, subhanAllah al-Azim, and Abu Jahl and the enemies of the Islam, when they heard about this, they actually decided that they have to go out and meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is when the Ghazwa started. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he calmed the companions down because he knew through his intelligence, they had intelligence, mukhabarat, like their CIA at the time, that there were many of them, many of the mushrikeen, they're coming to fight the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, over 1,000 soldiers, they're coming to fight the Muslimin. So you have 300 people versus 1,000. And this 300 people, they did not really have, experience in fighting and all of that. Everything was peaceful in the beginning. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, calmed the companions down, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the middle of the ma'araka, in the middle of the battle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calmed them down. One of the ayat when I was just reciting, and Allah mentioning that He sent angels to fight with them, and they were physically, you could actually physically see, angels fighting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the enemies are dying right and left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْ. When He covered you, remember when He covered you with a slumber, as a security from him, and he caused water, rain to descend on you from the sky. You know, sometimes when you're exhausted, when you're tired, when there's so much going on, and you sit down and you feel like, you know, the water is just coming on your face, you feel like you're subhanAllah, you're relaxed, right? You feel like you're relaxed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually caused him to take like a nap. And that nap kind of freshened them up completely. You know, that now they're ready, they're fresh, and they're ready to start the fight and to take their haqq back and subhanAllah, follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْ وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لِّيُطَهِّرَكُم بِهِ وَيُذْهِبَ عَنكُمْ رِجْزَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَرْبِطَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتَ بِهِ الْأَقْدَامَ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this slumber and this nap as a sign for you, and the water that comes down from the sky to calm you down, and this is to show you a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Surah Al-Anfal, as I said, describes the battle of Badr and the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes from whenever you expect, subhanallah. As I said many times before, ikhwani akhawati, that in the history of Islam, in the history of ghazawat and battles, there was no single battle or ghazwa or fight where Muslims actually outnumbered the enemy. Again, I repeat this. There was no single battle, ghazwa, where Muslims outnumbered the enemy, except one. All right? It was Hunayn, ghazwa Tabuk. And ghazwa Tabuk, subhanallah, that's the Muslims, when they thought, because the mashallah, there are many of them, they outnumbered the enemy, they said, لَن نُغْلَبَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ قِلَّةٍ. We'll never be defeated today. Look, how many of us versus the enemy? And guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to be defeated in the beginning because of the arrogance. But aside from that, there was no single battle or ghazwa or a fight where they outnumbered the enemies. Be it an Uhud battle, you name it, in the history of Islam, subhanallah. So when you think that the enemies, when you think they're too much, they have weapons, they have, you know, this modern technology and all of that, and they're going to take over and they're going to destroy everyone, trust me, the nasr, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. The nasr comes from somewhere we never expected. Never expected. And usually when you see the enemy in their peak, they're like, when they think that nobody can defeat them, subhanAllah, the nasr comes from wherever you don't expect, wallahi. And that's what we're going to see very soon, inshallah. The nasr will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, we need to do something. You know, your salawat, your zakah, your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your dua to your brothers and sisters, this is very much needed. So it's not just about how powerful you are, right? The Quraysh, they were much more powerful than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the nasr came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are certain, we are confident that the nasr will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to learn history, if you want to be confident of the nasr of Allah, read Surah Al-Anfal, and you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, give tathbeet and firmness to the believers. That's why they defeated the enemy, subhanallah, and became very strong after that. Inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, we'll continue with more reflections from this beautiful surah that we recite, inshallah. Then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who recite the Quran and apply and implement the real rulings of the Quran to their lives. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Jazakumullahu khair.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. Just a reminder, inshallah, please buy your tickets for the fundraiser. We really need your support, and we're counting on your participation. So buy them as soon as possible, so we'll know what to plan for. Jazakumullah. بسم الله.